Today is Thursday, the 15th of February, 2018, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome on a somewhat warmer yet a little bit rainy Thursday morning to Geeky Gay. And so I just want to kick it off right now, and I want to talk about something that just was so irritating to me this week. So last week, I think it was last week, I got notification on one of my credit apps, I think it was Credit Sesame, that my credit score had gone down. And for those of you who, I don't know, I'm pretty open and honest about my life, so for those of you who have been listening for a while or listened to any of my other shows, you'll know that when I was in my last relationship and when I lived in Dallas, I racked up a lot of debt. You know, the job I had didn't pay great. It paid okay. And my ex, Maddie, lost his job at one point in our relationship. And I was having to support him and myself. And we had a house at that point that was probably too expensive. We probably shouldn't have bought that house. We already had credit card debt. And, you know, he was a smoker. And I was buying his food and his cigarettes and his gas and everything. It wasn't only his fault. I mean, I made poor choices and, you know, I like to spend money on gadgets and things like that. So we racked up a lot of credit card debt, and when he lost his job, eventually it was like, well, we can either, you know, pay the electric bill and pay for food, or, you know, we can pay these credit cards. And he told me, well, you should just stop paying the credit cards. And I really didn't have a choice. I was working two jobs at that point. You know, I was working my main job, and I was also working at Pier 1 on the weekends. And I just wasn't making enough money to make ends meet. So I quit paying the credit cards. And then after he and I, you know, and then we had to move out of the house. We had to move into, a tiny little apartment to reduce our expenses. And then we were able to rent out the house. So, you know, we kept paying the mortgage and everything worked out there, and we were able to rent out the house. So that all worked. And reducing our expenses by getting an apartment, that helped as well. But still, I wasn't paying these credit cards. I had already stopped, and, you know, they report it to the credit bureaus, and then when you pay them, if you pay them, then you get, you know, another report back to the credit bureaus, you know, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so I stopped paying them. And when he and I broke up finally, I had just let my credit get really bad. So my credit was, I don't even know what it was, but it was probably below 500. It was one of those, you know, where they don't want you to, you can't do anything. I mean, you could barely get a cell phone or anything else with the credit score that I had. And when I, you know, when we broke up and when I moved to Arkansas and got this, you know, much better job, I was paying off some of that credit card debt and started working on that. And so I slowly started working on getting things paid off and, you know, and getting, and I, you know, I was really working hard to start saving money, start paying off the debt that I had, pay down my student loan that I had, pay all of this stuff. And I've, over the past 7 years since I've been to Arkansas, I've done a really good job of like paying things off. We were finally able to sell the house and all of that kind of stuff. And so I'd gotten my credit score over 800, which I don't know exactly what the max is, but I think the max is 850 or something like that. And I was really proud of that. Like when I first got the notification that it was above 800, I was text messaging my parents, going, woohoo, you know, look what I did. My credit score is above 800. You know, I've got excellent credit, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, all that to say, I got this notice saying your credit score has gone down. So I looked and it had gone down by like 50 points. And I mean, it's still considered excellent, but you know, I looked to see what it was that had brought it down because I pay my bills on time. You know, I pay everything now. I pay off my credit cards every month. Like, I have credit cards for the frequent flyer miles, but I pay them off every month. So I never keep a balance on my credit cards. I'll never let myself do that again. And I was like, what could this possibly be? So I looked and it was some collections agency in Florida. And so I didn't know what it was. It said, you know, I read a little bit more information and it said that the debt had been sold to them by Charter Communication. Well, I don't recall ever having cell phone, landline phone, cable, internet, or anything with Charter Communication. I didn't know what, I was like, what the heck is that? So I immediately called TransUnion, which is the one that it was reported on, and I told them I need to dispute this. And actually, I think that was a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a month ago that I called them. And so this week, I got a letter in the mail from them saying they had researched it and it was valid, that it was my charge and that I hadn't paid it and yada yada. So I was like, damn it. I've done all this work to get above 800 and now, and this was a charge off. And so charge offs stay on your credit for like 7 years. So that means to me, you know, this is going to be impacting my credit for the next 7 years. And I've worked so hard to get, you know, to get my credit back up to where it should be. So I thought, well, I'm going to pay it because I'm not going to let it just sit there. I'm going to, you know, maybe it'll help if they report to the credit agency that it was paid off. So I called them and it was a small amount. I mean, it was $300 or something like that. So, I mean, it wasn't thousands of dollars. My credit card bills back when I was in Dallas were thousands of dollars. And so, I call them up. And I'm asking them, they're like, well, you know, it was Charter Communications. It's from your old address, which it was the apartment that I lived in when I first moved back to Arkansas. And I'm like, no, I had AT&T when I moved to Arkansas. We don't even have any company called Charter Communications here. And they're like, well, it used to be Time Warner. So maybe it was Time Warner. Well, I still couldn't remember. I'm like, I don't think we've ever had Time Warner here in any of my neighborhoods in the town that I live in. But I went ahead. I'm like, well, if I pay it today, can you give me any kind of deal on it? He knocked $50 off of it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pay it. And so I paid it. And he said, this will go through at 2:00 in the afternoon. You know, he said, you can call us back in a couple of days. And if you need a settlement letter saying that this was settled and, you know, we'll send that to you. And so I, after I got off the phone, I thought, well, I still need to figure out what this is. And I had done some Googling while I was on the phone and I realized that charge-offs stay on for 7 years. And when you're paying a debt that's already been charged off, you really want to negotiate and try to get them to remove the charge-off from your credit report. Because even if you pay it, the charge off, the fact that you were charged off and you had this bad debt will stay on the report. So even if they report that you paid it, the original charge off will stay there. And so I was like, damn it, I already paid this. But he said it won't go through till 2:00. So I'm like, but everything I read said you need to call the original company. And Joey Buhecker is going to be listening to this in a few weeks, and he's going to have advice for me, but it's too late now, Joey. Sorry. Anyway, I just looked up the 800 number for Charter Communication. So I called it, and they answered the phone, Spectrum. So then when I got an agent on the line, I said, well, I had this collection notice. I had this charge off for Charter. And she's like, yeah, we bought, or we merged with Charter. I don't know if they bought Charter or what the case was. And so I told her my whole story. And she's like, well, that would definitely be an old account. And it would have been, I don't know. I want to say she said it would have been this other region. So she's like, let me give you the phone number for that. So I call this other phone number. And she said it would be the original Charter. And she said, that's a different office. And so I'll give you the number for that. And then, you know, you can call them. So I call them. Once again, the phone answers as Spectrum Communication. And so I talk to them and I tell them the whole story. And they're like, well, yeah, they're like, we can't find anything under, and we don't even have any offices in Arkansas. And I'm like, I know, right? You don't have any offices in Arkansas. So I'm trying to understand how I have this bill. I'm like, I'm assuming if it was for internet or cable, it's probably that damn cable box that you think didn't get returned. And so I got billed for it, because that's what always happens, right? Ugh, those little things will get you. So anyway, so I'm talking to them and I said, you know, I've been thinking about it. And I said, before I moved to Arkansas, I lived in Texas. And I said, I'm wondering if, you know, I said, I don't remember having Charter there either. But I said, maybe, you know, maybe it was something from Dallas. And I said, I called him my roommate, but I said, my roommate, who was actually Maddie, who's my ex, stayed in the apartment that we had together after I moved to Arkansas. He stayed in the apartment for another, I don't know, 6 months or something like that. I'm like, maybe he didn't cancel correctly or, you know, something like that. So they're like, oh, well, that would have been Time Warner. So you need to call this other phone number. So, you know, I'm on my third phone call, at least, maybe even more phone calls. And I call them, I talk to the guy, I'm like, okay, here's the deal. And I go through the whole spiel again, you know, credit report, yada, yada, yada. You know, I've got this amount. I said, I think it might be for like a cable box or a modem or something like that. And, you know, I think it might be when I lived in Dallas. Well, luckily in Amazon keeps your previous addresses. So I looked on there and I was able to find the last address I lived in Dallas and with Maddie. And so I gave him that address and he said, yeah, here it is. This is the account. He said, there was a modem that was never returned to us in whatever date of 2011. And so, well, I had started work at Walmart in January of 2011, and I think this bill was from October of 2011 or something like that. And so I talked to him, I'm like, well, you know, that's, I'm like, okay, so I didn't live there. I no longer lived there at this point. I said, I guess it was my roommate, and I guess he didn't return the modem whenever he moved out. Well, you know, at that time, Maddie was a wreck. He was getting kicked out of places. You know, he wasn't able to pay his bills. I wasn't there anymore. You know, I paid the rent. I continued to pay the rent after I moved to Arkansas because he didn't have a good job. And I, you know, I said, I'll continue this until the contract is up. And then you're going to have to find, you know, how you're going to have to take care of yourself after that. But, you know, I think he just didn't return the modem. I don't know for sure because he and I don't talk anymore. So then I said, okay, well, now that I found it, I said, I would like to try to get this removed from my credit report. Well, you know, he says, well, you know, that was back when it was Time Warner. Now it's Charter. He says, you know, we've already charged that off. And I said, well, is there anyone that I can talk to? And, you know, he gave me the whole, no, there's nothing we can do. He said, if you had Charter or Spectrum in your area, He said I would tell you to, you know, call them up or call a local, call the local and, you know, and talk to a manager. He said, but since you don't have us in Arkansas, I don't know who you can call. And so, you know, we went back and forth and I was like, well, you know, do you have a manager there? And he's like, no, sir, I really, well, he's like, there's no one that can really help you here in our office. He said it really would need to be someone local to do that. And so anyway, he said, your best bet would be to call back the collection agency that you originally talked to. So I called them back, and of course I knew what was going to happen. I called them back and, you know, it was a nice lady on the phone. I was like, look, I know I've already paid this, but I know it's going to affect my credit for the, you know, next 7 years. And it wasn't even me. It was my roommate. You know, I'm giving her the sob story. Because it's true. I mean, I wasn't even living there at the point, but it was still in my name. And basically, she just told me, she's like, we can send you a settlement letter, but we don't have the ability to take it off your credit report. And that was basically it. So now, because of a stupid modem, I've had at least a 50-point drop in my credit. And it's probably going to stay that way for the next 7 years. And I just think, oh, that relationship and that time I lived in Dallas is going to haunt me for the rest of my life. I mean, I just can't get rid of, we had sold the house. I had, you know, paid off all the credit cards. I had done all that kind of stuff. I've got, you know, money in savings. I've got stocks. I've got a 401k now. And I'd gotten my credit above 800. And now something that Maddie forgot to do has now dinged my credit again. Ugh. So anyway, I'm now at my parents' house. You guys have probably heard a lot of noise from me walking around. I was feeding the dog because my parents are out of town. But anyway, so and I'm out of breath because I'm trying to walk around, feed the dog, record all at the same time. So other than that, the only thing, you know, I'm still planning for the trip, but I won't bore you guys with a bunch of details about the trip. But I will say yesterday was Valentine's Day. And Mark and I, you know, first of all, we're saving up for this trip. We normally would take a trip for Valentine's Day. We would do like a 3-day weekend or something like that. Because as with most people, when you get to a certain age and you know, you're an adult, you buy things for yourself when you want them. So when it comes to times, you know, to buy a present, most times, you know, you've already got each other, you know, there's nothing you can get each other because, you know, if there's something I want, I buy it. If there's something he wants, he buys it. And so basically, for Valentine's Day, we normally, you know, like birthdays and Christmas and stuff, we try to do some kind of event or some kind of trip or something like that. And so we said, well, we're not going to do that because we're going on the trip in a couple of weeks. We said, we'll just do a card or something like that. And so I got him a card and a little stuffed bear. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do something really sweet. He's really into Instagram and Facebook and social media and stuff like that. And he loves pictures and photos, stuff like that. He likes to take pictures. And I thought, I'm going to do something sweet. And I'm going to say that I'm going to have 24 hours of love. And I'm going to do it on Facebook. And I'm going to find photos of a lot of the different experiences we've had, the trips we've had, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I did that, and I got all of it together, and I scheduled it. I mean, it took me quite a bit of work, and actually, I didn't do the whole 24 hours at once. I kind of did it, you know, I knew I was going to, I wanted to start at midnight of Valentine's, and I knew I would be asleep, so I scheduled, you know, 8 hours, 8 or 9 hours, and then when I got to work, I scheduled, you know, 4 or 5 more hours, and then at lunch, I scheduled 4 or 5 more hours, and I went through all my photos and yada, yada, yada. And so it was really sweet. I mean, he really loved it. I mean, when he got the first post, because I said, what we're going to do is we're going to spend the whole day, you know, talking about experiences and yada, yada, yada. And that's what I'm going to do. And so he really liked it and thought it was really sweet. But, you know, partway through the day, people started making subtle hints that I was posting too much. And because I was doing it once an hour. So I felt really bad. But at that point, I had already planned it and I didn't want to stop. So anyway, that went on all day long until about 10 o'clock last night. And thank you all who were supportive and said that you were so glad that I was happy and, you know, that you love seeing the photos and all of that. I appreciate those of you who were supportive, and Joey Boohecker, who was making jokes about it and saying he thought he was on my profile page instead of his, whatever. But I really appreciate those of you who were supportive. So I guess the only other thing is I'm excited because I decided for my trip to give me something to do on all those long plane rides. I decided to buy a Nintendo Switch. So I bought a Nintendo Switch with Zelda Breath of the Wild, with the Mario Odyssey game, and also there's a Pokemon game that I bought. And so I'm going to play Nintendo Switch on the plane rides to go to London and to go to Manila and all of that. So I'm really looking forward to that. That should come in tomorrow. And, you know, I used to play games. I've never been a huge gamer, but I've always been a little bit of a casual gamer. And I don't know, I've always been nostalgic for Nintendo, and I love Mario and Zelda. So I think I'll really like it, but I'll report back to you guys and see. I hear it's one of their best consoles, and I know you can hook it up to the TV or you can take it, you know, mobile. And so I'm really excited about getting that. So I'm going to go ahead and end it here. I'm still out of breath, and I'm walking around my parents' house waiting for the dog to eat. But for more episodes of the show, you can go to geekygay.com. You can call me 229-234-7587, or you can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find many, many more shows over at pride48.com that are LGBT and LGBT friendly. And by the way, don't forget, we have Pride 48 live in New Orleans coming up August 24th through the 26th. We announced the hotel on the last State of the Station, which is going to be the Holiday Inn Superdome. And all of the information for that can be found over at pride48.com on the event page. And we are doing a little bit of a questionnaire right now to figure out how many room nights that we need to ask the hotel for. So if you can go over there, there'll be a link over there to, probably later today, that will take you to that survey. And we hope to see you there. All right, guys, I will see you in the next episode. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.